little town. I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Flying my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. Not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to a new edition of, I'd like to call it Local Anesthesia, but I don't think that this is the correct program. This is, It's Always Sunny in Medford. I'm subbing in for a friend, and we got someone special in the studio today. You are, don't worry. It is, in fact, my dear old dad, Sean Bailey. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit? Nice to see ya.
I don't introduce myself. You know me.
I do, but do the folks at home know you is the real question.
I'm sure they don't. They
should. So, we're having a little bit of mic troubles here, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So,
let me see.
Oh, try it now. Try that now.
Testing, one, two.
There it is. There's that beautiful voice of yours.
You got it, my friend.
So that first song that we heard was My Little Town by Simon and Garfunkel. And of course, well, I'm back in my little town, Medford, Mass, and I'm with my dear old dad in my little town. So, like I said, care to introduce yourself a little bit? What kind of music have you listening to?
Wow, man, I'm like a musical schizophrenic, to be honest. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are.
I think from Peter Tosh to Peter Frampton to
wow.
Tom Jones to Tom Petty. I'm
ooh,
all over the place, man.
You most certainly are.
Yeah, it depends on the day. Depends on the vibe.
And you are most of the reason behind my current music taste. So,
that warms my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Kudos to you. Yeah. So we got a fun show ahead of us. Lots of classic tunes, tunes that remind me of my dad, songs that my dad. You get the gist. The vice versa of whatever I just said. So, moving on to the next one. Like I just said, this one goes out to my dad. This song is by the legendary Foo Fighters.
I'm blushing. I love it. Go get them.
Foo Fighters. We got These Days by the Foo Fighters.
Great song.
Great song. Enjoy, everyone.
Your heart has never been broken. Your pride has never been stolen. fall upon the funeral mourners, parading in the wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong, but tonight you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. Well, are you not, child? You know how much I need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes open window lets the rain in, burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't.
Okay, and the last two songs we listened to were Lover You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley and These Days by the Foo Fighters. Both really good songs.
I agree. Very good songs.
So, you asked me about songs that I was listening to and things I like, and we'll change it up on you a little bit. What about artists or bands that will never be played by you?
That will never be played by me?
That will never be heard on your computer, on your phone, on your playlist.
All right, so if you ever, I swear, if you ever hear me play U2, just think that like it's a skinwalker. It's not me. There's a clone of your son in the house. I do not like U2. All
right.
I don't know. Just not for me. Same goes for Oasis. You know my thoughts on Oasis. We share the same thoughts on Oasis.
The Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, there's something else. I'm not a big fan of them. Yeah,
I'll tell you. I got maybe the Doors.
We also share the same thoughts on them.
Overrated band. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have a bunch of Jim Morrison fans out in front of the studio waiting to hang me. I'm sure. But come and get some. the Doors is just terrible.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And REM can really, you know.
They
can,
yeah, no, I agree.
Take a long walk in a short pit, REM. Okay.
Honest. I hear End of the World as We Know It, and I just,
yeah, it makes me want to end my world. there's too many good bands out there for these bands to be played on any radio station whatsoever, so.
But you know what? That's what we're here for. We're going to showcase these good bands. We're not going to play the bad music.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Doors stink.
The Doors stink, I agree.
All right, Colin, let's get down to a little business.
Uh-huh.
I hear you have a PSA you have to read.
I do.
If you want to jump into it, feel free, my man.
All right, well, why don't we then? All right, so, hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good? Yeah?
Moment taken.
Yeah, all right. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to take a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yes, fatherhood, something that's not overrated.
I agree, you know? Fatherhood is pretty rad, you know?
It is pretty cool, I'll tell you, being the father of two boys. It's an honor. I love you guys a lot.
Love you too.
Let's hug this one out.
after this, pound it.
Pound that.
All right. So, like we said before, great song coming up for you. This one is Inspiration Information by Shuggie Otis. Get ready for this intro, folks, because it is a groovy one.
Shuggie.
Lead it into there.
Oh, heaven is high.
Sing it, Sam. Sing it. What a great song. That right there was a song recommended by my dad. It was Cupid by Sam Cooke, and the one before that was by your dear old host Colin, which is called My Stove's on Fire by Robert Lester Folsom.
Different now, sound from the different generations, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. During the break, we spoiler alert, DJing and, you know, creating conversation isn't always easy, so you like to mix it up a little bit. And I asked my dad, you know, what concerts have you seen? So, general answer, what concerts have you seen?
As of late, not a lot of concerts. I'm a little past my prime, I'd say. The last concert I think I saw was maybe Zac Brown, the band at Fenway. But
I want no Zac Brown slander at all, because they are
a wonderful band.
They are a great band.
They are tight as anything.
Agreed.
There's nothing they can't play. They're amazing.
Yeah, I grew up on them.
No,
so.
Honestly, they really are amazing. It's a little country, and if you're not into country, whatever. But they can
play
their instruments.
They can.
No, but I saw a lot of concerts back in my 20s, and I mean a lot. I'm talking like Biggie Smalls, Mary J. Blige. Primus, they were at Lollapalooza. If I'm not mistaken, it was at an abandoned Air Force base in Rhode Island.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on with me and my friends at the time we saw Lollapalooza, but that was great. Yeah, I think Tool was at that.
No way.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them, really.
That's actually really, okay. Yeah, that's actually really cool. I love, you know, Primus.
And this is when they were
Tool.
First coming out,
yeah.
Especially Tool. Primus had already maybe been around for, you know, a little bit, but Tool was just kind of breaking into the scene this
year.
Yeah, it was pretty, you know, pretty good stuff, like
yeah,
I said,
no.
Especially seeing it live with, you know, the crowd. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, one of the craziest concerts we've ever been to, matter of fact, the city of Boston shut it down. It was Green Day.
Uh-huh.
And this was when Green Day was just starting to come around. It was being played on the radio, but they didn't hit it big like they like they did, and you know, currently are and everything. And Boston, they had it at the Hat Shell, and Boston was not ready for the crowd that turned up. This place got wild, out of control. It was the biggest mosh pit I've ever seen in my entire life. Me and my friends we scattered because it got pretty.
Yeah.
We were a little bit scared. we had some pretty big dudes with us too, but we were like, all right, enough of this. Let's go.
Let's go.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, honestly, a ton of concerts.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you going to follow in your dad's footsteps and see a lot? Or?
Yeah, no, I need to see more. I've seen a couple of concerts, but not as many as I'd like to see. I'm thinking about going to see a couple this summer. But regardless, the things that I've seen so far, my first one was Boy Pablo, freshman year.
And you actually met them.
I met them after the show. They were doing autographs at the back of the Middle East.
Honestly,
in Cambridge.
We still have that picture at the house, and I swear, you look the happiest I think I've ever seen you. You had a smile from ear to ear.
Yeah, like that was a peak moment of my high school career.
Yeah,
honestly,
you really kind of came
cool.
in tune with that moment.
Yeah, really. I think that I kind of really discovered my musical, like, you know, concert urge right there.
And there really, there's nothing like seeing a band live.
Oh, for sure.
You earn so much more respect for them. Seeing, even if it's not a great band that you're particularly, oh, I want to go see them.
Uh-huh.
If you see a band live, and it really does change your impression of them.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what was it, last year, I had just met my roommate, and he immediately asked, do you want to see this this artist called JPEG Mafia? I'm like, I've heard, like, you know, maybe one or two of his songs, but, you know, I'll go see him with you if you're really dying to go. One of the best concerts I've ever been to in my entire life, and now I'm just a big, avid JPEG Mafia fan.
I hear you playing him quite a bit on your show, yeah.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
He, like, the best energy, the biggest energy I've ever seen from an artist. So, yeah, just... I'd love to go see more. I'm thinking about seeing Death Grips this summer. Thinking about seeing Black Midi. I know Black Midi, Death Grips. I know they're in the same kind of category of like really weird, high, intense music. You probably don't know about them.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm into your conversation. Like,
they're just really technically sound, really cool, really weird, really high energy.
Yeah.
But they're both touring for at least. Death Grips, at least, they're touring for the first time in years.
Now, is it a small show they're going to be? A small, you know, venue?
Well,
or
I actually forget where it's playing. I wish I could tell you off the top of my head. That being said, I need to buy tickets.
If you get a chance to see a band in a small venue, do it.
No, really.
We saw Justin Timberlake in a little club on Lansdowne Street. No lie, my hand to God, my wife will attest to this. I mean, he was so close, I could have thrown my drink at him. He was that close. And what an amazing show that kid put on.
Yeah.
Oh, what a live show. We were the oldest ones there right there. We were in our mid-30s, and here we are, you know, a bunch of 18 to 25-year-olds, and we had a great time, though. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I think that the love for Justin Timberlake, you know, it trickled its way down to me because I swear to God, he's one of my favorite artists.
He's a very talented person.
Oh, yeah.
Very talented person.
Yeah.
Sing, dance, act, what can he do?
Really? Well, thank you for this lively discussion.
No, thank you, Colin.
Stop.
I'm going to stop.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next song. This one is called Bumblebee by Dora Jar. Another groovy little number. I hope that you all enjoy. And here we go with the wonderful, beautiful voice of Miss Dora Jar, folks.
I'm
All right, this is Colin, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Glitched.
It's fine, it's fine. Yeah, just a little technical difficulties. Got a bit too ahead of myself. That being said, just a little clue in for the next song that we got queued up.
Shooting the water a little early.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, so just wanted to pick your brain a little bit.
What were we saying there?
Yeah, no. I love, you know, music. As you might know, I host this radio station. You yourself have loved music a long time,
a long time being on this radio show.
But there are big differences in how we get our music, how we listen to our music. So I just wanted to, you know, tickle your brain a little bit. How was music hunting for you? How did it go?
I mean, it's a lot different from when I was growing up and a kid and compared to who you guys are now. You know, you guys got the Spotify and the Apple Music and all. And don't get me wrong, I have it too. I got Apple Music on my phone and
the Spotify and the Apple.
Shut up. But no, like when we were kids, we'd go to the mall and there'd be Sam Goody and strawberries and funny story. We used to walk around Assembly Square Mall. It's not there anymore. Now it's Assembly Row, but there used to be a mall down there. And there was a strawberries in there, and you could buy concert tickets in there and stuff, but CDs and tapes and all these other things. And there was always this headbanger-looking kid, long hair and the skinny leather pants, and the typical hairband '80s,
typical like metal head,
right.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it was Gary Cherone, from lead singer. He ended up singing for Van Halen for a little while.
No way.
And oh my God, why it escapes me.
Come on,
help me out.
No, I know what you're talking about.
It's killing me. Anyways.
Yeah.
Very famous. Here's this kid in the mall that we used to always, look at this one. You know, kind of make fun of him because he'd stand out in front. He was the biggest head metal looking kid you'd ever seen in your life. And he went on to become something.
Would you say that he was pretty extreme?
Extreme. Thank you so much. That would have killed me if I didn't
get it. I know.
Thank you.
I
know. Yeah. So extreme, him, Louis Betancourt, and they went on, and it's amazing. He used to walk around Somerville selling records and CDs and tapes and everything to us.
How funny is that?
Ended up being lead singer for, two big bands, Van Halen.
Yeah, honestly.
And actually, I heard Extreme is going to maybe make a little comeback.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure when or how, but I thought I was hearing little rumblings about that, so.
We'll see.
You know, if you're into it.
Yeah, no.
But out there, Nuno Betancourt. Can really play the guitar.
You showed, yeah.
Unbelievable guitar.
Yeah, no, you showed me that. You showed me one of his.
I think it was probably a YouTube video or something, but.
His live performances, yeah.
Oh, check him out. Even just him sitting in a studio alone on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Something to watch, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, really.
I need to check that out.
That's you one day, my friend. That's you.
Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see.
Keep practicing. You'll get there.
We'll,
I know you will.
We'll see. But yeah, a lot different than how I go about it.
No doubt.
Most. The playlist that I get most of my songs off of my, my DJ sets and all that stuff, it's off of a playlist that I've been building since my freshman year of high school. Just recently hit 2,000 songs, so thank you. Big anniversary for that. It's currently 135 hours long. I've been building it for a little while. It's my baby. It's my pride and joy. But I've been using Spotify for a while. Before that, I used Apple Music. Before that, I had to buy, songs off of Apple.
Are you saying with Apple Music, I'm even outdated on that?
No.
You're making me feel antiquated, buddy.
Maybe a little bit.
All right.
No.
I know my role.
I'm playing. Let me think. Yeah, I know on my old iPod, I think that one of the first songs that I got on there was the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem.
No kidding.
I got that. I got Fireball by Pitbull, and I had...
So it's safe to say that your musical taste has changed a little bit over the years.
Just a little bit. Not a big fan of Eminem anymore, but I respect it.
You gotta respect what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody who has the talent enough and they can make it, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. And then even before that, I remember that a couple of Christmases you guys got me CDs. And I remember that I got a pink CD, and I used to love the song Fun that was off of it. I used to play that constantly. You got me that. You got me a Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. God, you got me, the Michael Jackson Greatest Hits. So, like,
quite a few right there.
Yeah, really, honestly.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Michael Jackson.
Nothing wrong with that. You put me on to a lot of stuff then.
Different music.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can't listen to one style of music because your taste changes. The days change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it might be a nice sunny day. You don't want to be in a glum mood by listening to something that's going to put you down. You need something a little peppy.
Exactly, yeah. You know? So, yeah, no, I mean, I had a little bit of everything on that iPod and then on the CDs, and now I'm going back to more physicals like you guys did with, you know, I just recently got a new vinyl record player, so that's pretty cool. And before that, I had another one, and I asked for a couple of records, and you guys definitely delivered. You know, Santa delivered, whoever it was at the time. I don't know.
Santa,
it was
Santa.
Whoever it was at that time.
Santa. He's a lot like Whitey Wax.
Whitey Wax?
You didn't know about Whitey Wax? Oh, you did know.
And
you
anyway, this is groundbreaking information. I want you all to listen real close if you're listening to this. Who might Whitey Wax be? All
right, so listen, everybody out there. I gotta... The cat's out of the bag.
No.
I've been lying to my two sons for years now.
What?
Colin, I'm sorry. Yeah. I wanted to get some cool cred with you and Gavin.
Are
you... Yeah, so I made up a little fib and said that I was a subpar rapper in the 90s who went on a little tour. Yeah, and that... I'm sorry. If you saw the look in his face right now, you'd be devastated for him. Yeah, that really didn't happen. But listen, the good thing is, right, there was a time you believed in Santa Claus, too. And you're over it. Everything's good, right? We're good, buddy. Oh, man. I think I might have broke his heart. I apologize. I'm sorry. Colin, I'm really, really sorry.
I don't know what to say, honestly. I'm kind of distraught. I'm kind of heartbroken.
It's the whole radio thing. If you didn't...
I think that it's more about the spirit of Whitey Wax.
I think you're right, you know?
I think that, you know what, just, come here, give me your hand.
You got that.
I think just like Santa Claus, I'm going to have to pass on this tradition to my kids.
And be, lie to your children. Make up any bullcrap story that you can come up with and have them believe it when they're young. And that way, when they're older, you can just crush all their dreams.
I think that's, we just read a PSA about fatherhood. I think that's what it's all about. I think that fatherhood is about lying
everybody
to your children.
Everybody fathers differently. You got to get your kicks in there somehow.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I think that these next two songs will lead us into the end of the show.
And I can guarantee you one of those songs won't be by an artist named Whitey Wax.
Man. We were so close, folks.
Oh, goodness.
Well, anyways, if you were listening in, I teased a little bit of a song called by, what was it, Yvonne Ellisman, I believe it's called. If I Can't Have You, I Don't Want Nobody to Be. Well, I changed my mind.
Why?
Because I got something better.
You know what? It's your prerogative, my friend.
Well, folks, I got two songs lined up for you, and I hope that you enjoy them both. The first one of... Oh, by the way, yeah, last song was No Reply at All by Genesis. great song, great little tune. These next two songs may come as a surprise to my dad. I got Would You Go With Me by Josh Turner.
Oh.
And I got Watching You by Rodney Atkins.
Oh, that song reminds me of when you were a little kid. I swear, when you were a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And Would You Go With Me always reminds me of you. I remember sitting in the back room watching the music video while, you know, I was just chilling on your chest, sitting on your lap.
Josh Turner's got that deep, deep voice that I used to try to impersonate but never really came through.
Well, we got these next two songs lined up. Let's hope there's not a lot of tears in the studio.
No,
this right
no
here.
Tears.
Is Would You Go With Me by Josh Turner. Hope that you enjoy, everyone.
Summer sun got higher. If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go? Look down forever. If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so, so would you go with me?
All right, folks, this next song is starting up, but we just wanted to say to you all to have a good night, take it easy, and enjoy the rest of these vibes.
Colin, thanks for having me in. It was a really good time, and not really my thing, but a little shout-out to Chicky Forbes, my beautiful wife, and my sister, Shannon, who's listening in Woburn tonight.
Crazy. Those are a couple requests. You nailed them. Boom. Up top.
Thanks again.
All right. Hope that you enjoy, folks.
A good time.
Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my four-year-old said a four-letter word, it started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like all my food and grow as tall as you are. Chuck said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike. Hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.